I'm Deacon Cindy Hamilton, and I'm glad that you have chosen to join us as we journey with Jesus through this Holy Week. I'm going to invite you to come to the upper room with me. And if it helps, close your eyes for just a moment, or as long as it takes you, to see yourself at the table with Jesus and his disciples. This is Jesus' night to say goodbye to his disciples. Our passage for tonight is found in John chapter 13, but the next four chapters of John take place in this upper room as well. And the things that Jesus shares with his disciples are a lot like the final review before the big exam. Jesus emphasizes understanding tonight. He's about to demonstrate the pattern he will leave behind for us to follow as we serve one another. Now, Jesus has a heavy heart. He has a heavy heart because he knows that his hour has come, the text tells us, to depart from the world and return to the Father. He knows that he's been faithful to love his own to the very end. And so Jesus got up from the table. Can you see him? He set aside his outer garments and tied a towel around his waist, and then he filled a basin with water, we are told, and proceeded to wash the disciples' feet. All the while, Jesus is absolutely mindful of what is ahead of him. His death is imminent. He is soon to be abandoned by his disciples. And yet John wants us to understand, as he frequently does throughout his gospel, he wants us to know that Jesus is absolutely about the business of loving. And yet we know that John did not fully understand this night in the upper room, nor did any of the disciples. And we know this because of recorded history. Mark 14:50 tells us that all the disciples fled from Jesus' troubles. Would they have all run away, as Mark records, if they truly understood what Jesus had come to do for them? Now, when Jesus comes to Simon Peter intending to wash his feet, Peter says, "Are you going to wash my feet?" Now, you may remember that foot washing was an important aspect of hospitality in Jesus' day. There was an expectation that a servant would be provided to wash the feet of the invited guests, but one does not seem to have been included in the supper planning. The disciples have probably noticed this, and not a one of them has an intention of taking on that task for themselves. It is such a lowly task. It's one of those awkward social moments that is about to become more awkward because Jesus, their leader, their rabbi, has decided to take on this lowly role of the servant. Jesus has holiness on his mind, not hospitality. So Jesus answered Peter by saying, "You do not understand. You do not understand now what I am doing, but you will. You will understand later." "You shall never wash my feet," Peter exclaims. Peter is so uncomfortable with Jesus' act of servanthood. This is not who he thought Jesus was. This is not what he wanted Jesus to do for him. Now, Jesus' reply to this carries way more weight than we may understand if we quickly read through this text. But hear this. Jesus says, "If I do not wash your feet," insert your name here, If I do not wash your feet, you will no longer be my disciple. Jesus' proclamation here is that what he is about to do can only be done by him, can only be done by Jesus. So Peter, in true Peter fashion, says, well, then, Lord, not my feet, but my head and my hands also. And honestly, if the evening were not so desperately grave, I could almost imagine Jesus chuckling as he says to Peter, if you have had a bath in the morning, you only need your feet washed now, and you are clean. Now, John, in 1 John 1:9, actually expands this idea for us and helps us to understand what is really being said here. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Now, if we belong to Jesus, we have been washed in his blood. If we know him as Savior and Lord, we are forgiven. We are clean. Hebrews 10:10 gives us this assurance. We have been made holy. We have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. So in essence, Jesus tells Peter, if you have been made clean by my blood, it's a done deal. You are my disciple. You belong to me. But when you sin, 1 John reminds us that we need to get our feet washed by confessing our sins to Jesus, and he will clean our dirty feet and wash our sins away. Now, after Jesus finished washing the disciples' feet, he went back to the place at the table, and he asked them this. Please listen. Do you understand what I have done for you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should do just as I have done to you. Friends, this is a pattern for us to follow, to serve one another in humility. And this foot washing episode is almost a lighthearted foretelling of what is to come. The ultimate self-giving is just hours away. Not only the pain and cruelty that Jesus' body will endure, but the divine sin-bearing of all of humanity's evil. All of the evil, rebellious things every person who has ever lived or will ever live will soon be borne by a sinless man. Now, the events in the upper room are summed up in Jesus' question. Do you understand what I have done for you? Now, the disciples are asked this before the cross. But we are asked this question looking back through the cross. I invite you to enter into this question tonight as we wash each other's feet. Do you understand what Jesus has done for you? Or is your heart full of things you think he should have provided? Desires he has not fulfilled? If so, I would suggest that you might not fully understand what Jesus has done for you. Tonight, as you wash someone's feet, we'll come forward here in just a little bit. We have four stations set up. As you come forward, I ask you to expect to hear something from Jesus. about your understanding. Be open. Be open to a move of the Spirit. The Spirit is here. The Spirit of God is fully present. It may be a word or a memory that will come to mind. It might seem really very small, or it may seem very significant. God might show you a picture or impress a thought upon your mind. Press into what happens here tonight. Jesus is about to go to his death. Press into what happens here tonight and take it with you. And if at the end of the night and you're ready to walk out the doors and you feel like, I didn't get anything specific, then I invite you to do this by faith. By faith, take this question with you and ask, Jesus, do I understand what you have done for me? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.